Cathedral and Brutal Truth at the Ritz. Sunday, August 9th, Lollapalooza at Jones Beach, which includes Ministry, Ice Cube, Soundgarden, the Jesus and Mary Chain, Pearl Jam, Lush, and the Red Hot Chili Peppers, and Lynch Mob at the Limelight. Concert billboard can be heard weekdays, 3 and 9 a.m., 4:30 and 10 p.m., and on weekends at noon and at midnight. If you have any further questions, feel free to call the station at 632-6901, and stay tuned to 90.1 WUSB Stony Brook.
Yeah, hello.
Can I help you?
I need the phone number for WUSB, please.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Main office or studio one?
Studio, please.
The number is 632-6901. 632-6901. If you need further assistance, a directory assistance operator will return.
Oh, no. This can't be.
Telephone Nick, may I help you?
Yes, I need the other number, please. The first one's busy.
The other number is 632-6500.
Thank you so much, sir.
Welcome.
Bye. Here it comes. It's brain damage. 632-6901, 632-6500. Those are our subscriber phone numbers. With an area code of 516. And that makes that the only number of its kind in the world. Well, of course, you have to put a country code of 1 to make it totally unique, but you get the idea. And tonight's the night of teleconferencing, which is where we link somebody just like you up to yourself and repeat the process a few times. Supposed to be fun. But let us hasten to caution you that we do not want people calling up simply to be put on a teleconference. The requirement for successfully making it to a teleconference is to be on the air first and have something to say. We have some more listeners arriving. We'll start the show as soon as they get here. Just step in. Step inside, please. Start the show. Try to keep the noise down, okay? On the air. The noise, what is this, Grand Central Station? Keep the noise down. It is rather busy here, but then that's USB for you. We, that one over there. We have, news. That's what we do first. We do the news, then we, take phone calls. 632-6901, 632-6500. Good night. Bye-bye. I have some listeners coming in, some listeners leaving. Hello? So, take a seat over there with the rest of the people. I'm fine. Thank you. Okay, just sit down, please. Thank you. All right. No, I already have one of those. Yeah, I'm sure. All right, the, the Washington Post reports... Okay, can I just get in over here? Thank you. The Washington Post reports independent counsel Lawrence Walsh will decide within 10 days... You know, I'm sorry, we should be clear on these stories before we begin them. I don't know if the 10 days count Saturday or not. Technically, the story moved to 12 minutes to 12, so they could have meant Saturday, and of course, the story was written on Saturday. Let's just say that counting Saturday, which means that he has until, let's see, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, then next Saturday, next Sunday. And I'm not sure if they're counting the day that he decides as one of the days either. Let's just say he'll decide by next Monday, Tuesday at the latest. Not this Monday coming up, but the one after that. Maybe Tuesday. All right, next story. Talks between Iraq's ambassador to the United Nations and the head of the UN Commission seeking to dismantle Iraq's weapons of mass destruction have ended for the day with little indication of progress. Rolf Ikeas told reporters, "We have covered all the issues today." He added that he expected.
Your attention, please. Nick Kokolades, please come to the upper level information booth. Nick Kokolades, please come to the upper level information booth.
Sorry about that. He added that he expected a final answer from the Iraqis tomorrow morning. Iraq has refused to allow a UN weapons inspection team to enter Iraq's agricultural ministry in Baghdad. The inspectors maintained the vigil at the ministry for 17 days but retreated on Wednesday because of increasingly violent protests. Today's talks were aimed at finding a peaceful way of resolving the crisis. Could you be a little more careful, please? Thank you. No, I'm talking on the microphone here, all right? Sorry. People have to be rude in crowds. I don't know why that is. The, who's staring at? The chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff says military intervention in Iraq. Excuse me a second. This is getting ridiculous. Go to music, yeah. I'll have to call somebody. Alright, turn me on. Am I on? Okay, good. Continuing with the news here. I don't know whose idea this was, but somebody's sure going to get a letter from me on Monday. The chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff says military intervention in Iraq is a possibility if Saddam Hussein continues to defy UN resolutions implemented after the Persian Gulf War. Music's enough, thank you. After the Persian Gulf War. But General Colin Powell isn't discussing how likely a renewed war with Iraq is. During a visit to Fort Leavenworth in Kansas, Powell said conflict can be avoided if Saddam Hussein would simply comply. Earlier today, Powell was one of several aides who met with President Bush at Camp David to discuss Saddam's defiance of resolutions requiring inspection of Iraq's war-making capabilities. What do you think, folks? Gulf War, the sequel. You know, I think too much of politics is being made in Hollywood these days. How many times have you had to fight a war again? It's getting silly. All right. Let's see here. Los... I can't read a word like that. Los Visimoquintos Juego Olímpicos han comenzado en Barcelona. Oh, I get it. That's supposed to be exactly what they said today. The translation is, the games of the 25th Olympiad have begun in Barcelona. Here's something I don't understand, okay? And I'm going to ask people this, and hopefully somebody out there has the answer. Now, the Olympics began today, and I understand that we lost a soccer game yesterday. And, you know, while that's to be expected that we would lose a soccer game, probably quite a few soccer games, how could we lose the game before the Olympics begin if they're part of the Olympics? You know, does that make much sense? I mean, I know they're crammed in with all kinds of things, and they can barely squeeze it all in, but wouldn't it make more sense to go 24 hours if they had to, rather than confuse people? I mean, does that mean the Olympics are going to continue after they're over, and that we'll just have the Olympics happening at various times for no particular reason? You know, I think a little organization is in order here, and I realize people face all kinds of problems whenever they criticize the Olympics or say things about the Olympics. By the way, this is the official Olympic program here. That's right. Brain Damage is the official Olympic program. See, now, you'll read about this in a few weeks, that we're being sued by crazy because we said that one little phrase, because they own the word. You see, you can't call anything Olympic. By the way, I'm Mr. Olympic tonight, by the way. Yes, just call me Olympic. It's my name. Anyway, enough of that. If anybody has an answer... And while we're talking about sports, and I don't mean to talk about sports, because I really don't talk about sports all that much, but why is it? There's all this hullabaloo about the Chicago Cubs moving to the Western Division. Now, I don't understand it, but the Chicago White Sox are in the Western Division, so how could Chicago be West in one league and East in the other? Doesn't make much sense, does it? And either way you look at it, the Atlanta Braves are in the Western Division. Now, how could they be in the Western Division if Chicago is in the East? Now, that doesn't make any sense at all. And not only that, but Atlanta is in the West in different leagues as well. I think they're in the West in football or basketball or something like that. And these people ever look at a map? Do they know where things are? How could they say something is West when it's actually East? Atlanta is pretty far East, if you ask me. And it goes the other way, too. You know, teams that should be in the West, like Dallas... Dallas Cowboys, aren't they in the Eastern Division of the NFL? And Atlanta is in the... I don't understand it. How do these things happen? And what can we as mere people do? All right, I need a change of venue. And we need to go to some phone calls. Let's move someplace else and then read an item or two, and we'll be on our way to better places. What better way to get there than mass transit, huh? Yeah. All right, what else is happening in the world? You know, when I started this show, I didn't have a cold. Now I do. I think it's the ventilation system here at Stony Brook. Well, another week, another round of presidential polls, and Democratic candidate Bill Clinton is holding on to the lead. In a survey conducted this week for Time magazine and CNN, Clinton leads President Bush by a margin of 53% to 26%. And the poll shows continued support for Clinton among those who had planned to vote for Ross Perot before he dropped his unannounced candidacy. The latest Newsweek poll also shows Clinton out in front. 55% of those surveyed... All right. 55% of those surveyed for Newsweek say they'd vote for Clinton if they had to choose today. 37% say... they vote for the other guy, Bush. And in the sequel to World War II, Serb forces in Bosnia-Herzegovina are warning relief planes landing in Sarajevo not to fly over territory they control. If they do, the Serbs say they'll react with all means at their disposal. including sheer barbarism. The Serbian siege of the Bosnian town of Garajda forced a relief convoy to turn back to Sarajevo earlier today. The convoy was trying to get food and basics to about 70,000 people in the town after a more than 80-day blockade. It turned back after it was rocked by landmines and small arms fire. At least one person is reported killed and 10 wounded by mortar rounds exploding in downtown Sarajevo today. The mortar rounds exploded in front of the presidency building and in the old town to the east. That's better. Negotiators from Canada, Mexico, and the United States have opened a new round of talks on the North American Free Trade Agreement, but they say so many issues remain unresolved that a swift accord is unlikely. The first Italian soldiers have arrived in Sicily for what the government says is a mission to crack down on the mafia. The government says it's sending 7,000 soldiers in all to Sicily, where the country's top anti-mafia fighter was killed a week ago. And finally, Pope John Paul is apparently feeling well enough to make a public appearance. An Italian news agency says the Pope may address well-wishers from a hospital balcony tomorrow. Whew. And that's everything, I think. Weather calls for it to be... Oh, wait a minute, this is weather from 4 days ago. Can't read this. I'll just have to remember what somebody told me before. It's going to be, I think it's going to be hot and muggy tomorrow. Cool tonight, hot and muggy tomorrow. Yeah, that's the ticket. 632-6901, 632-6500. And now it's time for us to go to the phones. Good evening, you're on the air.
Hey Eric, how's it going?
Hey, it's going good, fading off into the distance.
Yeah, what's new?
And here we are back in the studio. Well, what's new? Not a whole lot. Another week has come and gone. You know, life moves on.
Yeah. What's going on there over in the Middle East again? What, Saddam Hussein's not listening to what, UN resolutions or something?
Well, I'm not really sure what's going on, but it sure seems like that war is a waste if it can all start over again a year later.
What happened last time? He got killed last time, almost.
Yeah, well, apparently he's very defiant. You got to hand it to him for being defiant, I'll say that. But if the UN wants to look at these things, the UN should be allowed to. If the UN wants to look at something of ours, the UN should be allowed to. The UN should not be messed with, because that's everybody. And the only good thing about this is that it seems to be more of a UN Iraq conflict than a U.S. Iraq conflict. And as long as it stays that way, I'm comfortable with that, because I'm assured that that's what the world wants. That's what everybody is saying.
Yeah.
And Saddam Hussein would be foolish to go against the entire world. But if it's, the United States just steps out and says, well, we're going to send in our troops and our tanks and deal with this madman, you know, that's kind of a waste, I think.
Yeah. All the innocent lives killed again.
Yeah, and the worst thing about it is, who is going to be hurt? The Iraqi people more than anything else, and they're the most innocent of all, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, but Saddam Hussein doesn't care at all. He's...
No, of course not, and neither do we. That's the one thing we have in common. We don't care about those people.
Yeah. Anyway, what else is new?
Not a whole lot. I mean, what happened this week? Well,
One question.
Yeah.
Why is Mark becoming such a loser now?
Why is Mark becoming such a loser now? Well, first of all, I know about 50 Marks, so you're going to have to...
Gunning.
Mark Gunning is becoming a loser?
He hangs up on everybody on Outrageous.
Really?
Yeah.
Outrageous is the name of the show.
I called him last week, and he hung up on me.
Outrageous is the name of the show now.
Yeah, he
changed it. Not the word is that. What does Outrageous mean? I mean, I know what Outrageous means.
No idea.
But what does it mean for the program?
I have no idea. He just changed the name.
Okay.
And like, the format of it, like, because he wasn't getting enough callers or something, I don't know. So he changed the name. He got a few more calls, and then he started hanging up on people.
Really?
Yeah. few weeks ago, I hung up with my friend because she asked if he was doing teleconferencing. He hung up. And last week I called. I was like, hey, Mark, how's it going? Pretty good. And then I forgot what I said, and then he hung up on me.
What's this? Hold on, hold on. Thank you. I've been handed something here. Oh, really? Apparently there's some kind of a clause in the station here. Talk show hosts are not permitted to talk about other talk show hosts. I didn't know that.
Oh, okay.
Thanks for bringing that. I could have gotten into a lot of trouble if I continued. Thanks. There is a rule that says that we are not allowed to talk about other talk shows.
Problem.
We can talk about the people that call in. But for us to...
That one question.
It'd be, I think, was it heresy? Or, I don't know, some kind of a phrase for that. You know, some sort of an FCC phrase.
Oh, okay.
And it would be like a federal offense. So let's not go into that.
Trouble.
Yeah. So what else did you have in your mind?
Not much. Did I pass to go on the teleconference?
Yeah, you did. There's only one thing which I neglected to mention or think about myself, and that's that all the lines are tied up. Okay, I think I might be able to put you, you know, this is awfully difficult. This is awfully difficult because these lines aren't labeled. I have no idea what the number is. All right, I'm going to try.
Okay.
I'll do my best.
Yeah, can I call back if I get cut off?
Sure. Well, of course you can. I mean, I can't stop people from calling back. All right, I'm going to put you someplace, and hopefully you'll be connected fairly soon.
Keep your finger on it.
All right, I'll try. Let me put him over. Oh, jolly good. Okay, he's over there. Okay, the problem is, I don't know where this is. Well, never mind that. It doesn't really matter that much. Okay. I will say, though, that for those of you calling the alternate line, you are the only people that can call that line right now, and after... we go through the current flurry of calls. We will not allow anybody else to call that line. That alternate line, 632-6500. If you call that line, stay on it now. And if you didn't call that line, don't call that line because we're going to need those lines to put the teleconferences on. So if they're tied up, we won't be able to use them. So if you're on it now, stay on it. Otherwise, call the other line, which is 632-6901. Got it? Okay, good. Good evening.
Hey, Eric, what's up?
Not much.
No, I don't understand.
Yeah.
What isn't Saddam Hussein complying with?
Well, there's a UN inspectors want to look over some paperwork that has to do with, you know, technology that could be used to make a nuclear bomb or something of that matter.
Uh huh. Do you think that if you think it's stupid if there is a war?
Well, I think any war is stupid. A war basically tells you that there's failure to communicate.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, in this, the telecommunications era, we're certainly capable of communicating. And I think there's a lot of people that want war. I don't think anybody in this country really wants another war with the same country so quickly.
Oh, after what happened last year.
Huh. Yeah, I don't think anybody wants that. And I think you'll see more moving away from it. You know, well, if there has to be military action, why in God's name are they allowing the Serbians to get away with what they're doing? You know, they are doing horrible things to people over there. They're taking them away in trains. Did you read Newsday this week? There was an article about how ethnic Muslims of Bosnia Herzegovina are being thrown into freight trains and taken away, taken into either into the countryside and just dumped there, or taken away to God knows where because there's a whole bunch of them missing now.
Oh, really?
And this is just going on inside what used to be Yugoslavia.
Uh-huh.
Now, you know, if Bush is going to get all self-righteous about something, how about that? You know, these are people. It's not oil, true, but it is people, and something we should at least be concerned about. But I don't see us even saying much about it.
Yeah, and what do you think about Ross Perot dropping out?
Well, you know, that's kind of old now, but, you know, what are you going to do? He's out of the race. He proved that there's people disenchanted with the whole process. We already knew that here.
Yeah, I think that Bill Clinton probably will win. Probably,
yeah,
I'm not too sure, but it looks like it.
I'll be honest with you. I am becoming more enthusiastic about the Clinton-Gore ticket, only because it looks like it's got potential. You know, taking a bus tour around the country, that's kind of cool. You know, I like that. You never know what's going on inside those buses.
Nobody wants to hear nothing about Bush anymore. Like, you know, they'll show him on TV and they'll shut off the, you know, the set because they don't want to hear nothing.
Did you hear him yesterday? He told people to shut up.
Oh, yeah, those ladies in the audience.
And that was the funniest part. There were these middle-aged ladies heckling him. You would think that they'd be, you know, people like us heckling him. But no, middle-aged ladies, and he tells them to shut up.
And they, a couple of them got up and put their backs towards him.
Will you shut up? Will you be quiet? Will you sit down and be quiet? Oh, wow, it was horrible.
Yeah, That was pretty weird.
Yeah, and it's weird too because they were people saying he wasn't telling the truth about MIAs and that kind of thing.
Yeah, they were yelling out "No more lies, no more lies."
Yeah, and well, I'm sure there's lots of groups of people that will yell out "No more lies" to him. I don't know. For some reason, you would think that group would somehow support him more than not support him. But I suppose it's whoever is in power is to blame for those kind of things.
Oh well. Did I qualify for the tough conference?
Yeah, sure you did. Okay, hold on. I'm rusty at this, so I'm going to put you on hold and throw you into the teleconference.
All right.
Actually, you know what? I didn't do this before, but we do it now. Going to have to get your name, first name and town.
This is Jimmy from Bayshore.
Jimmy, isn't it Bayshore?
Yeah, Bayshore.
No, you said Bayshore. I'm saying, isn't it Bayshore?
Bayshore, yeah. It doesn't matter.
Well, yeah, but it's where you live. You should be able to, you know, say it the right way. Otherwise, you know, when you go to foreign countries representing your town, you'll get an entire country to say it wrong, you see? So, I mean, it might be Bayshore for all I know, but, you know, I don't live in Bayshore, whichever. But, okay, Jimmy from Bayshore, I'm going to put you on with a person who I forgot to ask their name, so I'm going to go over there and ask them their name now, and then, yeah, hold on. Okay, he's successfully on hold, and we're talking to you again, sir.
Uh-huh.
Well, what's your name, and where are you calling from?
Tom from Lake Grove.
Tom from Lake Grove?
Yeah.
Okay. Tom from Lake Grove, you're about to be hooked together with Jimmy from Bayshore. Okay?
Uh-huh.
And I wish you all the luck and joy in the world.
All right, thank you.
And here we go. Right, what do we do here? Just give me a moment while I figure this out. Okay. We do that. Okay, now this should be Jimmy, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and now we should have both Jimmy and Tom together. Both say hello at the same time.
Hello.
All right, you two can speak together by yourselves, and we'll go to the next phone call and hopefully throw that person in, too. Okay, they are together, and we are going to this call here. Good morning.
Morning, Eric. How you doing?
How you doing?
It's Brian. I saw you Sunday night at the studio.
You saw me Sunday night at the studio. What was I doing?
Yeah, you were in the conference room.
I was in the conference room.
Flashbacks.
I'm thinking, I was in the conference room. You know, I can see the conference room from here, and it does look like I was there once.
No, I could have imagined it.
It's got a table and file cabinets and things like that.
I saw something on TV tonight that I wrote down because I know you'd like it.
Yeah?
Your favorite country, Bhutan, was at the Olympic Parade of Countries.
Were they?
The flag barrier was only called the Screaming Operator.
The Screaming Operator of Bhutan. I miss her.
I did too.
I miss her. But do you know AT&T now charges $3 per call?
No, we should do.
Information was free at the beginning of this year.
Yeah.
Then it was $1.50. Now it's $3. And, you know, I would pay the $3 out of my own pocket, except that there's no way for these damn phones to call. You know, it's just horrible. The whole thing is horrible.
Yeah. She probably misses us too. So.
Yeah. I'll bet she does. We are working on it. We're going to try to figure out a way so we can play Confuse the Operator again. And with people's support, we will eventually confuse more operators.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
I have the answers to your two questions.
Yeah.
About the soccer game. That was kind of a technicality because the game runs, soccer event runs until August 9th. There's so many countries that are involved in it.
Yeah, are you telling me that the soccer game sort of starts before the Olympics and ends after the Olympics and is considered part of the Olympics?
Well, it's kind of a technicality.
It's kind of a screw-up, if you ask me. I mean, it's just not right.
Yeah.
It's like you know, the NHL playoffs continuing after a champion is declared or whatever.
Yeah, the St. Louis Cardinals.
Right. I don't go for that. That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. Well,
and what is Atlanta doing in the West?
Atlanta's in the West. Here's the whole story explained. The Cubs want their superstation. You know how Atlanta has superstation TBS?
Yeah.
The Cubs have a superstation in Chicago.
Let me just ask you a question.
Yeah.
And I'll ask anybody else if you don't know it. Does anybody know what channel TBS is? Because it's really a TV station. It's a superstation, but it really is a TV station.
Yeah.
In Atlanta. So what channel is it?
Are you asking
me? You're not eligible.
Oh, okay.
You're not eligible. There's got to be listeners, yes.
But they didn't want to lose money.
I guess you don't have an answer, do you?
But yeah, I do. It's Channel 3.
No, you're wrong.
Oh, here it is. I'm on Cablevision, a hot pug.
Well, yeah, it might be Channel 3 on Cablevision, but it's a real TV station. It's got a real channel number.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Well, now you do, but you still don't know the channel number, and I do.
But the Cubs didn't want to lose money because if they moved to the West Coast, it would mean later starts for the games.
If they move to the West Coast because they play more interdivision games, is that
like
is that
the
right?
American League, who has a balanced 13-15 game schedule.
Okay, but it seems to me, well, Atlanta's in the West, and they don't seem to lose money.
Who? Atlanta?
Yeah, they're in the West.
That's because they were always in the West.
Yeah, but they have a superstation, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're in the West, their games start later, and they don't lose money. So what are they complaining about?
Well, since the start of baseball, since Atlanta came into the league in, I think it was late 60s, they were always in the West. So their fans kind of got used to it.
Wasn't it the late 50s Milwaukee moved to Atlanta?
Yeah, Milwaukee Braves became Atlanta Braves.
Right, I thought that was late 50s, but I could be wrong.
Late 50s, early 60s.
Yeah.
But,
they were
so
the Boston Braves before that.
Backflips with Jane Fonda.
What's this about backflips with Jane Fonda?
Ted Turner, because he owns Superstation CBS.
Yeah, I know that.
And now his games are going to be on. He's going to make so much more money because now they're in the East Coast.
Okay, so Atlanta is moving to the East.
Yeah.
Either way.
Pending a ruling.
Okay, but so Atlanta moves to the East, Chicago moves to the West. That's the deal.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand what the problem is, because if Atlanta is doing fine in the West now and they have a superstation, and Chicago is doing fine in the East now and they have a superstation, and they just flip, how is that going to change anything?
It's a good question.
Yeah. Now,
the commissioner's office.
What's the deal with football? Now, Atlanta is in the West someplace else, too.
Oh, Dallas.
Well, Dallas is in the East, and I can't figure that out, but Atlanta is in the West. And at least one other league.
Well, Atlanta, well, look at this. St. Louis.
Right.
The St. Louis Cardinals football team.
They're in the East, too.
Yeah, they used to be a football team. Now they're in Phoenix.
Oh, that's right. They moved to Phoenix.
And they're still in the East.
They're still in the... I don't believe this.
They really, the league didn't want to, like, rearrange everything.
Okay. Something that obviously has to happen here. Something has to change.
It takes long hours.
And Atlanta is in the West, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what you could do, Eric? If you go in the sports file cabinet...
You think world politics are messed up. Look at our own leagues here. It's terrible.
But if you want to find out more information,
uh-huh. Go
into the sports file cabinet.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of papers in there, and one of them says baseball commissioner's office, and there's a phone number.
Uh-huh.
If you call that...
Well, he's not in his office now. I need to have his home number.
Well, it also has his home number on it.
It does have his home number.
Yes, it does.
Oh, goody. Well, we'll see about that.
So did I qualify, or...
Sure. What town are you calling from, Brian?
I'm calling from Nesconset.
Nesconset. Okay. The town named after the highway.
Yep.
All right. That's a claim to fame. And you will now be hooked into the exciting conversation going on between Tom and Jimmy, and I only hope that your late entry will not be a disadvantage to you. So hold on while we put you over there.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
Okay. Tom and Jimmy, how are things going over there?
Pretty good.
Okay, we're going to hook you in with Brian from Nesconset now.
Okay.
Okay, here, let's get Brian over here. Brian, you there?
Yep.
Okay. Now you are linked in with Tom and Jimmy.
How you guys doing?
Yeah, pretty good.
How you doing? Okay, you guys enjoy yourselves, and we'll go on to caller number four. Okay, we got three of them linked together, and this is caller number four. Good morning.
Hey, Eric, how's it going?
It's going pretty good.
What's new?
Not much.
That's cool.
There's some things new, but,
yeah, this whole thing that's going on in the Gulf again.
Yeah.
Doesn't this seem like the exact same thing that we went through a year
ago? Sure does, except I don't think it's going to be as neat this time. I think it's, people are getting a bit tired of, the same cast of characters.
Exactly. It's like Bush and, Hussein are playing a big game of, let's see how far we can take this.
Yeah, well, Bush has kind of stayed, back on this one. Have you noticed that? He's not standing up and saying all these charismatic things.
Exactly, but still, even if he does go through it and starts the air assault, how much further in debt is that going to put this country?
And why is it that we've got to do it this time? Maybe, let's let somebody else do it. Let's let, the rest of the world take care of it.
One of our other allies in there.
Right, I don't know why it's got to be, the responsibility of this country to police the world.
Yeah, it seems to me like we were the last country to go broke, that like every other country is in debt already. We're the last country.
Uh-huh. Yeah, at home, we're in pretty bad shape, and I think people are starting to realize that. I think we have to spend a lot more time and attention on the AIDS conference in Amsterdam this week. Now, that's something that I think was a pretty positive development, all these people coming together and discussing things in a free, open environment, which, of course, we can't do here. And I think making a lot of progress.
Exactly, but if Bush doesn't clean this whole thing up quickly,
yeah,
with as least trouble as possible, Clinton's in for sure.
Yeah, well, I think Clinton's got a pretty good shot at this point. The only problem is it's July, and the election is in November, so God knows what's going to happen in August, September, and October.
Sure.
It's going to be hell for the next 3 months.
Okay, can I go on a teleconference?
I guess so. Hold on.
Wait.
And wait, who are you?
This is Kevin from Unconscious. Can I say something first?
Yeah, go ahead.
By Kiss, I know I've just started Pearl Jam, the musical guest.
Who's the musical guest?
Pearl Jam.
Well, I hope you haven't lost all our listeners by saying that, because...
Well, a lot of people like Pearl Jam.
I know a lot of people, and they're turning off their radios now and going into the other room with the television set.
Okay.
And that's the end of that story.
Okay.
Well, at least Howard Stern is not anymore.
I never watched that show. I saw it before. It was good.
Really? I never saw it because I'm never home.
I never watched that because I'm not particularly fond of him, but it was funny that they had Sterny dancing.
Uh-huh.
And the Hooker Price is Right.
Uh-huh.
Cool.
Did you see the last Dennis Miller show last night?
Part of it. I watched is the first 10 minutes of News of the Week because I used to love the way it did on Saturday Night Live. So.
Yeah. Well, have you ever seen it before? Because I only saw it last night. And that was the only time I ever saw it.
Oh yeah, I watch it every Tuesday and Friday. Huh?
Really?
Oh, I was waiting for an answer from you.
Well, I was. Oh, I had to do something on the other side of the room, and I was hoping you would finish a sentence.
It
always happens when I go across.
I heard what was going on there. I heard, like,
yeah.
That.
Okay, well, everything's okay now. I'm going to put you in a teleconference, and hopefully that will go smoothly, so hold on. Okay, and we're going back to teleconference number one, which Tom, Jimmy, and Brian, you all still there?
Yeah.
Okay, you're going to be joined now from Kevin from Ronkonkoma.
Eric.
Yo.
No, don't put him on.
What do you mean, don't put him on?
Don't put him on.
Was he an outcast or something?
Yeah.
Why is that? He sounded perfectly okay to me.
I'm only joking around.
Oh, he's going to be pretty upset. I don't think he likes those kind of jokes.
He's going to go crying.
Did someone have a question for me?
Yeah, I was wondering, if Mr. Bushcroft, could he come on this line?
Well, if there's room.
Okay.
I'm not sure what the maximum capability is, but we'll try to find out.
Eric.
Yo.
How many people can you put on one teleconference?
If you want, we can experiment with yours.
Okay.
We can experiment with yours and see what the maximum is, but I must warn you that when we reach that maximum, we won't be able to do anything with your teleconference, including put it on hold.
Eric.
So you'll lose the entire connection once we find that out.
Okay, then Eric. Do it with someone else.
Eric.
Yes.
What's it? One time when you were gone, Matt put like 9 people on.
Yes, but there's a danger in that.
Yeah, there's a lot of feedback.
Well, there's also a lot of feedback, but at some point you cannot put the phone on hold, and a lot of weird things start happening. But that's okay with me if it's okay with you.
Yeah, no problem.
All right. Let's get Kevin from Ronkonkoma in on this. If I can find him. There he is. Kevin, is that you?
I was offended they don't want me.
Well, I think it was just a misunderstanding there, but let's let you settle it with everybody else, and everybody should be together now. Are we all together?
Yeah.
Is that Kevin?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you guys carry on a conversation there. We'll check back in with you in a little while. Okay, that's 4 people there. Let's go to caller number 5. Good morning.
Yes, this is Mr. Quayle.
Mr. Quayle.
Yes.
Have you been? I heard you were away last week.
What?
I heard you were away last week.
2 weeks ago.
Oh.
On vacation.
Were you here last week?
Yes.
I don't remember at all.
I gave you my top 10, 11 reasons.
Right, yeah, to close the borders and kick all the Mexicans out or something like that, right?
Did you see Larry King?
Did I see Larry King? No, I did not. I mean, when Dan Quayle was on Larry King again. It's the second time he was on Larry King.
Did
you? Yeah. I didn't see it, no.
Did you hear about his remark about abortion?
That was... Okay, I'm glad you brought that up. Now, and for the listeners, what he said was... He was asked by Larry King, I believe, if what he would do if his daughter decided to have an abortion. How old was his daughter?
She's about 13.
Okay, well, I imagine, you know, maybe they meant later on in life, but maybe they didn't. And he said that, you know, he would be against it, but he would stand by her decision, whatever it was that that she decided. And I realized to myself when he said that, I heard it on the radio, I said, my God, this guy has just espoused a pro-choice position. That is pro-choice. That's all the pro-choice people have ever said. They do not stand up and say, you must get an abortion or anything like that. Some pro-choice people are opposed to abortion themselves, but they stand by the choice of the person who makes the decision. And that's what Quayle said. It's the first intelligent thing I've heard him say in a long time, and I hope you support what he said.
Yes, as a matter of fact, I do.
You mean we actually agree on something?
Yes, I am a pro-choice Republican.
Well, now, do you think Dan Quayle is a pro-choice Republican? I mean, Marilyn Quayle jumped on this one, and she said that her daughter would carry the baby to term. She had anything to say about it.
It was a misunderstanding. misunderstanding. Dan Quayle thought that after she was 18, and Marilyn Quayle thought that if she was 13. So Marilyn, they had a misunderstanding. That was all.
Well, I mean, the quote-unquote pro-life people won't even give it to people over 18. You know, they won't even give pro-choice to that group of people.
A lot of pro-choice people are now giving second thoughts to Dan Quayle. It's been a good week for him.
It's been a good week for him in the eyes of pro-choice people, perhaps, but I don't know about the eyes of the Republican Party. I mean, what does Bush have to say about this?
This rumor about George Bush dropping Dan Quayle is absolutely false.
No, I want to go on record right now as saying I hope George Bush does not drop Dan Quayle.
So do I. I think.
Yeah. Probably for different reasons, but I do think he should not drop him at all. But, you know, this latest comment makes me really wonder where he stands. But what has been the repercussions from fellow Republicans when he said that?
Well, they understood the misunderstanding that he had when he had the 18. They still fully support him. All the anti-abortion groups support him.
Yeah, but that's not the point because, you know, the anti-abortion groups don't want people over 18 to have a choice either.
Well, that was just a incident. That's the way Dan Quayle really felt.
Uh-huh.
I don't think that's different from other people who are extreme anti-abortionists.
Yeah, but I'm saying if George Bush says something like that, I think all the anti-abortionist people would want to vote him out of office.
Oh, they would rather have George Bush in office than Slick Willie.
Uh-huh.
And all this comparison about who do you think is more qualified to be president, Al Gore or Dan Quayle, honestly?
I already made up my answer, but I'm just inserting a pause here to be polite. I think Al Gore.
That's my thought
after careful consideration of about a millisecond.
Yet Dan Quayle has more experience than Al Gore.
Well, he has more experience at a couple of things, I would imagine, but he has no experience being president. Al Gore doesn't either, but. You're asking me which I think would be better in the job. I would say Al Gore.
You want somebody... All right, look.
Despite his wife, Tipper.
What?
Despite his wife, Tipper, and hopefully
like
he's
her?
Working on that. No, I do not.
Well, I like her. That's the only thing about this.
Well, maybe you can pair them up with Dan Quayle or whatever.
I know. She's a good lady. But, you know, Al Gore is a media darling, true or false. Am I right?
Well, he certainly will be if he'll work on it if he's not already, but I think he probably can be categorized as that.
And, all right, Al Gore is liberal, Dan Quayle is conservative. What is the media? Liberal or conservative?
The media is usually wrong, that's all I can tell you.
The media is liberal, and they're always attacking Dan Quayle.
I think the media is just thick-headed and naive, but that's from
absolutely.
My experience with them.
Washington Post. You know those two guys, Bob Woodward?
Right.
And the other guy? What's
right.
His name?
Woodward and, what?
Bernstein.
Bernstein, is it? Or is it some other Steen? Well, whatever. Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
Well, they wrote...
The Watergate people.
Like about 6 months ago, they wrote a really nice piece about Dan Quayle and how he is experienced and he's a crafty politician. And then all the other people in the media were very unhappy.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, he is experienced. Just because when some liberals stand up for him, everybody else gets mad. Because, you know, all the media hates Dan Quayle, Jay Leno, David Letterman.
Oh, how could they hate him? He's provided them with so much material.
I know. That's not fair. They're being too hard on him.
They should probably pay him a commission for all the material he's giving them.
Don't you think they're being too hard on Dan Quayle?
Well, you know, when you're a politician, have you ever seen the show Spitting Image? Has anyone ever seen that show? It's an English program. It has to do with, it's got puppets, marionettes.
Like DC Comics?
It's like DC Follies. Yeah, DC Follies is what you mean. It's like that, only much, much harsher, much more to the point. And it usually focuses on English politicians, but occasionally it ventures out and does things like the life of Reagan. And it is brutal. And I don't think you'd be allowed to show the things that they do on TV here. You know, I get copies of that, and it's the most amazing thing I've ever seen. It really is. That is criticism. That is what you're supposed to face when you're in the public eye, and not just politicians. Anybody is open to ridicule when they're in the public eye. It's one of the prices you pay. So, you know, I don't have any respect for somebody that complains about that. I really don't.
You read Newsday, right?
Yeah.
But, you know, the columnists are not very nice to Dan Quayle, all right?
Probably not.
And now, the only time when I ever see support for Dan Quayle in that paper is when the people who read the paper write in letters. Almost every day I see a Dan Quayle letter supporting him. And all the people in the newspaper, they hate his guts.
Mm-hmm.
That's not fair.
Well, you're going to see people write letters to oppose what they see in the paper no matter what, you see.
I know. I barely ever see people getting mad at Dan Quayle when they write into the paper.
Well, if the paper printed nothing but pro-Dan Quayle columns, then I'm sure you'd see much more letters coming in with anti-Quayle sentiments than you do see now with pro-Quayle sentiments.
I think the majority of the people support Dan Quayle. Even if they support his conservative values and his family values.
Now, the way I read it, in polls that came out over the last couple of weeks, the majority of people would have no problem if Bush dropped him from the ticket.
Well, I saw a Fox News poll where the majority of the people wanted Dan Quayle on the ticket.
Uh-huh. What kind of majority was it?
I think it was either a 56 or 66 in favor.
Well, either way, that's not exactly bubbling over with confidence now, is it?
No.
I mean, these aren't people that said they weren't going to vote for Bush. These are people that, think that he should drop this person from his ticket.
Okay, getting off the subject of Dan Quayle now.
Yeah.
All right, now you said, you're talking about the AIDS conference in New Amsterdam?
Not New Amsterdam, old Amsterdam.
Oh, okay. Now, do you agree with the law that HIV and AIDS patients should not enter the U.S.?
No, I don't, because it's not something that's transmissible through the air. And there's no earthly reason to quarantine people out of this country who have absolutely no risk to anybody else unless they behave in an irresponsible manner with other people that also behave in an irresponsible manner. What we need is education, not fear and suspicion. And that's all that kind of a rule fosters is that behavior.
Do you let people... You would permit people with HIV and AIDS to enter this country, even though they could kill innocent...
Well, if I can hang out with people with AIDS and, sit at the same table with them and be friends with them, why in God's name can we not let people with this horrible disease into the country? Why can we not do that? How is that going to hurt people?
It is. We don't want all these AIDS... I'd rather have all the AIDS people and HIV people out of the country.
Well, I'm sure you would, but that's a very simplistic solution to the problem. In fact, there's no solution at all.
Yes, do you agree that what George Bush did in the Persian Gulf War? Do you think he should have went after Saddam Hussein after he liberated Kuwait?
Well, that's what he said he was going in for. I don't think that's what he was going in for at all. He was just going in to get the oil fields back, and now, it'll be interesting to see this because he got the oil back. Now Saddam Hussein is doing something else that he wouldn't be able to do without our help in the first place. I don't think there'll be that strong a reaction against him because there's no real money at stake here.
Nothing will happen in this. Iraq will give up like they always do.
Iraq hardly gives up. I mean, for them to even be standing up to us at this stage in the game tells you that they're pretty stubborn.
Uh-huh.
Whether you respect that or not, at least recognize that they're being stubborn.
Bush did a good job in the Persian Gulf War because it wasn't our main objective to knock Saddam Hussein out of office, out of the leadership of Iraq, but to liberate Kuwait. And I think
and
he saved many...
killed 200,000 people in the process.
Yeah, but he saved many American lives.
Well, American lives weren't in danger in any event until we went over there. I don't know. I don't agree with that.
He saved many American lives by not going after Saddam.
Do you believe an Iraqi life is equal to an American life?
No.
Okay, well, then that's where we differ, you see. And from that, there's no way we can possibly agree. But if you agree that an Iraqi life is just as valuable as an American life, then that war is completely unjustified and a horrible waste of life.
Whose life is more important than a six-month-old baby in Ethiopia or George Bush's life?
Equally important, I think.
Well, I got to go down. I don't want to be in a teleconference because I have four of those people on the line right now I've already been with. So I'll call later in the program.
Okay.
Vote Republican, Bush in 92, and Quayle for president in 1996. Bye.
Radio. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to offend that baby in Ethiopia. Good morning.
Hey, Eric.
How you doing?
Fine. Did you see C-SPAN or CNN yesterday?
Because I don't get cable!
Oh, yeah, that's right. Well, you missed it then.
They have these advertisements that say, dial 1-800-OK-CABLE, get cable for nothing, get it freely installed. And, of course, they won't do it for me. But I guess that's just one of those things you got to put up with, right?
Yeah.
Maybe a few years from now, I'll put on camouflage and go to the cable company.
You missed Andre Maru then.
Libertarian candidate.
Yes. Which I wanted to ask you, are you going to be in the studio tomorrow?
Am I going to be in the studio tomorrow?
Sunday?
It's hard to say. Sometimes, somebody said they saw me here last week, and I wasn't planning on being here last week, but apparently I was. So, you know, things like that happen sometimes.
Because I saw you in there a couple times.
I am. People say they see me at various times, but...
I'm the one that works with Mark.
Uh-huh.
The little annoyance guy.
The little annoyance guy, what's your name?
Matt. Yeah.
Well, does he consider you an annoyance?
What? Nah, I consider myself an annoyance.
Oh, well, that's all that's important, then.
Well, if I can admit it, that's half the problem.
That's half the solution, too.
Yes, I know.
Well, that's fine, but to answer your question, I don't know.
I don't know if I'll be here or not. If you would sign the Libertarian petition to get Andre Maru on the ballot.
Well, if I sign that, it means I can't sign any others, right?
What? No, not really.
So I have to sort of...
Well, not anyone else for president.
Right.
Not any other party for president, but you can sign anything else.
Well, what's your deadline?
August 17th, I think.
Okay, this is what I'll do. I will publicly announce that anybody else that needs to get a presidential, you know, a serious presidential candidate on the ballot should contact me before August 1st. And since right now you're the only person that has contacted me, you have the advantage. I will keep that under consideration. And if by August 1st nobody else has approached me, then I will sign your petition.
Okay, that's good.
All right, and maybe some of our listeners will take similar vows. Vows, not vowels. Yeah.
Oh, since when does George Bush tell the truth, though?
Hasn't started yet, has it?
No, not that I'm aware
of. I'm not aware of it either. We'll let you know when it happens, if it happens, but I don't think it started yet.
But it'll be a monumental day in the country.
It will be, yes, comparable to the second coming of Christ, which I also don't believe has started yet. So those two things will be monitoring, and you can count on coverage from us and the Pacifica Network when such events start happening, and good coverage too.
Maybe we'll set up like a holiday or something.
We could do that, a holiday or sales, various stores, discounted bus tickets and various things like that. We'll also have special giveaways on the radio.
Were you watching the Olympic coverage today?
No, you know, I totally forgot the Olympics were happening until I read about them now, but I did remember hearing the scores of the soccer game yesterday before it even started, which kind of annoyed me because last thing I need right now is for life to get more confusing.
Unlike Mr. Quayle, I consider an Iraqi life just as good as an American life.
Yeah, I do too.
Life is a life.
And a Bhutanese life, and all kinds of lives, because, you know, it's very easy to lump people together in a group and say they and them and us and we, but it's all, you know, it's all garbage, because these are people that are made the same way that we are. They have the same potential. They think thoughts. They feel pain. They have emotions. And, you know, everything else is pretty much artificial. It's the stuff that society puts into you, and it's just external influences. And you can't put a value on simply the external influences.
Propaganda.
Right. You can't say that because this person's been exposed to this kind of propaganda that they're better than this person who's been exposed to this.
Yeah, well,
you know, we're humans, and it's an amazing thing, and we have to start appreciating that. But I don't think we do enough.
In the March of Countries, or yeah. I forget what the exact name of it is, but when they were marching in the arena, all the Iraqis like went by and they were all given like the peace sign.
Were they?
Yeah, it shows they don't want war either.
Uh-huh. Most people don't want war. I mean, people in Bosnia, they certainly don't want war.
Croatia.
Right, that's why we have to, make sure that these things don't continue, whatever ways we can. I just don't see us doing enough in the way of sanctions over in Serbia and places like that. And that really troubles me because, you know, it seems like it's equivalent to World War II atrocities that are taking place now or have the potential to take place. I mean, you realize, I believe more than half of Bosnia has already been eaten up by Serbia. It's already, you know, been taken away. The people have been driven out. And where is it going to end, you know? How can we just sit back and watch it happen?
I don't know, but maybe they just have to work it out amongst themselves.
You mean civil war is just a natural thing that's got to happen?
Well, if they don't like the way their country's going, they're going to have to change it.
Well, yeah, but the thing is, it was their country. You see, they declared independence
And this external influence came in, namely the Yugoslavian army, to back up all the Serbian enclaves over there. And I think that was, you know, a violation of something. Definitely a UN violation of some sort.
Hmm. Well, especially war in the Gulf, though, that's pretty stupid. What are we fighting over? Oil.
Yeah, we've already fought over the oil. We've got the oil back. Except the gas prices never went down. Did you notice that? They stayed right up there.
Yeah, but it never even was trouble with the gas, though. We had more than enough gas.
Sure.
Did you see David Letterman Thursday night?
No, I did not.
Oh, he called Bill Clinton.
Really?
Yeah.
I heard about that. In fact, I saw a clip of that, but I didn't actually see the show.
He had all these, like, slogans that people were giving.
Uh-huh.
That he had, like, a Democratic slogan. And in case anyone out there missed it, I'll just tell this to get Mr. Quail ticked off.
Okay.
One of them was, "We don't have a clue, but we definitely don't have a quail."
That's good. Yeah, I did hear that one, and that was pretty cool.
Mm. It's David Letterman was trying to be funny. Bill Clinton was trying to be funny.
Well, that wasn't Clinton's. It was told to Clinton by that actress person or whatever.
No. Bill Clinton tried to be humorous with Dave Letterman, but...
What did he say?
He was like, you should have made up a list... listing the bad points and the good points about a bus ride. He's like, we didn't get the shower for 3 days while we were on the road. He's like, that definitely would have been your bad part.
I'll tell you, though, if Clinton just mends things with Jesse, I think that'll make a big difference.
And speaking of David Letterman, I would like to add that David Letterman is an active libertarian.
Yeah, you've mentioned that before. Someone's mentioned that before.
Yes.
And that's a very interesting point.
And so,
of course, he doesn't bring it out on his show ever, but it would be interesting if he did.
NBC won't let him.
Well, that doesn't stop. I mean, look what he does to GE, right?
Yeah, but NBC won't let him. He got in trouble once for, like, bringing it in.
Why are they so scared of the word libertarian?
I don't know. You got me. It's pretty stupid, but they're mostly conservative over there, so I guess they're afraid of it or something like that.
Yes, I suppose they are.
To name other libertarians, J.J. Walker, if you remember from Good Times.
Yeah, Good Times, J.J.
Yeah, he's also an active...
Wait a minute, wasn't his name J.J. on the show?
Was it? Yeah.
Well, so how could his name J.J. be, how could his name be the same off the show?
I don't know.
I think his name was Jimmy, I don't know.
Jimmy Walker, yeah, Jimmy Walker.
Okay. Yeah, J.J. on the show, Jimmy in real life. What ever happened to him?
I don't know.
Well, you just mentioned him, so obviously you know something.
Well, he's a libertarian now.
He's a libertarian?
What?
He's a libertarian?
Yeah.
Wow. And, you know, I heard that, what's his name, from Sanford and Son is now into religion big time.
Who?
The son. What was his name?
Oh,
I keep
Lamont.
Thinking Lionel, but, Lamont, that's it, right.
Lamont, it's the big one.
Yeah, it was the big one, too.
I know.
Lamont is into religion, and I don't know where Lionel is from the Jeffersons. Either one of them, there's two of them.
Did I qualify for the teleconference?
Sure. Let me put you on.
I just want to say hi to some people first.
Go ahead.
I want to say hi to Steve, Mark, Eric, you, of course.
Right. You see, you don't have to clarify that each time. I just want to be mingled in with everybody else.
Okay.
Not first, not last, and not special asterisk next to my name.
Okay. Damon, Amy, Jay, and I want to say to Tom, good luck tomorrow, and Craig the Socialist, and... to Javier, mi conquistador, hermano.
Okay, and a special good luck to Tom. He's going to need it, isn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, we all know that. Okay, I'm going to put you on hold, wait a minute.
Okay.
Where are you calling from again?
Matt from Corum.
Right, you're in Corum. Okay, Matt, hold on. We're going to hook you up with Tom, Jimmy, Brian, and Kevin. And are you guys still there?
Yeah, Eric.
Yeah, your phone was ringing, wasn't it?
No, it wasn't.
It wasn't?
No. Oh,
okay, that's good.
A question for you.
Yeah.
A few weeks ago, some lady called up the show about information about something. I don't remember what it was. And you had to call, like, Washington, D.C.
About the Tipper Gore thing.
Okay, this was about the PMRC.
Yeah, did you ever get that?
We could not find the number for the Parents Music Resource Center, no. Apparently it's not in D.C. if it's around at all.
Okay.
So if anybody knows where it is, let us know, and we'll find them.
I was just asking.
Okay, that's our quest for the moment.
Yeah.
Okay, we still have Tom, Jimmy, Brian, and Kevin all here.
Yeah.
Okay, good. We're going to be joined now by Matt from Corum, if that's okay with you.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'll take that as a yes. And we'll get Matt in here. Matt, are you there?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, prepare to be joined. We are all together.
Yeah.
All five of us, or five of you, and one of me. And, okay, so now this teleconference has five people in it, and we're going to go to another phone call.
Filing more people on.
Eric.
We'll add more people. Yes.
If someone named Jeremy calls, can you put him on this teleconference?
If there's room, I'll certainly do it.
No, Jeremy's not going to call. Make it Valerie and Matt. Valerie and Matt. Or effort your teeth.
So you already have Matt.
No, it's another Matt. No,
you can only have one per name on a conference.
Come on, that's cool. I make it Valerie or effort your teeth.
That's a telecommunications rule.
Oh, Jeremy. We say Jeremy's not allowed on the teleconference.
Well, you hammer that out amongst yourselves. We're going to go back to the phones, and you decide who you want to let into your little club and who you want to keep out. 632-6901 is our phone number. Good morning. Yes, that's what it is.
Hi.
How you doing?
All right. TBS, that's Channel 6.
No, it's not. It might be Channel 6 on your system, but it is not Channel 6 in Atlanta.
Oh. But,
That's a good guess. It's better than 3, that's for sure.
Well, I live in New Rochelle, so...
Uh-huh. You live in New Rochelle? Are you in New Rochelle right now?
Yep.
Well, that's good. 914 area code, right?
That's right.
Wow. And the signal's coming in nice and strong?
No.
Oh. Well, it's coming in, right?
Yeah, it's bouncing in and out.
Yeah, it's bouncing around the stratosphere.
I have to put my radio, a certain way.
Yeah, you got to sort of do a balancing act with the radio. It's just one of those facts of life.
Yeah.
So,
well,
what's going on with you?
Actually, I really just called. I wanted to get on the line with Mr. Quayle, but being that he hung up...
Yeah, well, apparently he didn't want to be part of that teleconference. You know, he doesn't want to hang out with common people.
I guess not.
Wants to be in a special clique, I suppose.
Well, I like Quayle. I think he's all right.
You think he's okay as a person?
Yep.
What do you think of his abortion comments?
I agree with him.
I agree with him, too. That's what surprises me. I mean, he actually said something I agree with. You know, whatever his personal feelings, he would support his daughter and accept her decision.
Sure, because it's her choice.
Right, that's the only thing pro-choice people have ever said. And if that can only be, clarified, then we can go a long way towards fixing this problem and solving it once and for all.
I don't know. Those pro-choicers or pro-lifers or anti-abortionists, I think they're all a bunch of wackos who've got, nothing better to do with their lives.
You mean all sides of the debate?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Well,
they just mind their own business.
Well, yeah, but that's all they... You see, the pro-choicers do want to mind their own business. They're not telling people that they have to get abortions. They're just saying, let us make our own decisions. And the pro-lifers are saying, no, you can't do that. You're going to be forbidden or made extremely difficult to get an abortion under any circumstances. And, that's a very good possibility Roe versus Wade will be overturned. Certainly, if Bush is reelected and if he appoints another Supreme Court justice... And maybe even if Clinton is elected and appoints a liberal person, there may still be enough to overturn it.
Could be.
Yeah, because all it takes is one of those people to change their minds. You know, if Sandra O'Connor will change her mind, then who knows?
Yeah. Anyway, I don't know. I wouldn't want people with AIDS coming into this country.
Well, there's people with AIDS in this country already.
Yeah, but look, if they come over, who's going to have to flip the bill when they... we're in intensive care.
Well, I don't know if that's...
We're going to have to pay.
With that logic, you shouldn't allow anybody in the country, because what's going to happen, if they have an accident or something? I don't know. I think that's up to each individual person, how they pay for their medical expenses. I don't think that's the issue. I mean, you wouldn't say that to people with cancer, would you? You know, people are afraid of AIDS in the way they're not afraid of other diseases. And for the wrong reasons. Yes, you should be concerned with it. You should know all about it. But it's not something you're going to catch unless you don't take certain precautions, unless you use IV needles that are shared with other people, unless you have unsafe sex, or if you're unfortunate enough to get a blood transfusion that is tainted, and that's unfortunately something that you have no control over.
Well, how are they going to know anyway if somebody comes over with AIDS anymore? They really don't test them.
Well, I don't know exactly how, you're required to say, I guess, and I don't know what ways U.S. Customs has of knowing whether or not you have AIDS. I wouldn't put it past them. Seeing the way they operate, I wouldn't put it past them to see what they do to foreigners.
Yeah.
But what do you think about AIDS education, though, about how far it should go in schools and things like that?
See, That's, like, difficult, sort of. I wouldn't start it, like, in elementary, I think. No.
It's interesting, because a bunch of school kids were polled recently, and the majority said that it should begin as early as kindergarten, which seems kind of crazy to us, I guess, but... You know, I guess kids want to know what the story is, what's going on. You know, they don't need to know all the details about safe sex and things like that, but they do need to know there's a danger out there, and perhaps something like becoming blood brothers could be fatal. You know, if you're not careful. You know, kids used to do that.
Yeah, but kindergarten, I think what the kids are like maybe.
Well, I don't know. You know, kids are different. Some kids can take in things, some kids can't. But if somebody asks a question, they should be told. You know, a fairly good answer.
Yeah, well, you know, if they ask the question, I don't know if they should, you know. I think that's something a parent should do. I don't know if it's like...
Right, but what if a kid asks a question in school of a teacher? What is the teacher supposed to do if they're not allowed to talk about something? See, I think they should be allowed to talk about whatever the people ask, whatever the kids ask.
Yeah, I wouldn't go into too much detail. You know, I'd tell them, you know, I'd answer the question, but...
Uh-huh. What do you think about handing out condoms, and not to kindergarten kids, but you know, to say teenagers in general, handing out condoms or having them available, things like that.
I really don't like it.
You don't?
Nope.
Do you think it encourages people to have sex?
No, not really.
So then, what kind of problem do you have with it?
I don't think it's like the school's right to, you know.
I'm not saying necessarily schools. I'm just saying having them available. You see, I've been thinking about, you know, that particular part of this week, and I realize that there's a parallel here, that if you tell people not to drink and drive, are you not giving them an idea to drink and drive? Isn't it the same thing if you know, tell people to have safe sex, and you tell people how to have safe sex, you know, there are those people out there that say, well, you're giving them ideas how to have sex. And in actuality, you're trying to prevent them from doing something dangerous. Whereas if you say, don't drink and drive, people say, hey, I can drink. You know? And, yeah, I think it's just as ridiculous.
Yeah.
Education, I think, is the answer.
Well, kids already know how to do sex from, like, TV and the movies.
Of course. I don't know why we continue to delude ourselves and think that, you know, kids don't know or teenagers don't know a lot of things. They do, and they should. They should know how life works because they're at an unfair advantage if they don't. So if we only can accept that, I think we'll be in better shape.
Yeah.
That's my sermon for the day.
Anyway, Liz Taylor...
Yeah.
I think she... What is she complaining about? Did you hear her speech?
I heard part of it.
That fat pig?
Well, you seem not to like her, so...
Blaming a president for not spending enough money. How much money is he going to throw in there? They're still going to be years away from a cure.
Well, yeah, but money certainly will help, and he has not spent virtually anything.
Well, how much money has she put into it?
I don't know.
Selling that smelly perfume of hers and getting...
But, you see, she is not the leader of the most industrialized country in the world now, is she? You know, I mean, how many times has George Bush even said the word AIDS? I don't think Reagan said it once. And that's shameful, you know? People should be really, it should be number one. This should be the number one priority to, you know, to do research on this and to focus, you know, whatever it is we can spare on this crisis. Because it's a big crisis and it's going to get worse.
Cancer. More people die from cancer.
Well, cancer is not spreadable. Cancer is not growing at the rate that that AIDS is. I mean, you know, I'm not saying sacrifice one disease in favor of another.
Hey, if you want to play, you got to pay.
But you see, cancer is caused by lots of things, and we don't know what it's caused by lots of times. I think we should spend a lot of time finding out what causes it instead of focusing all our attention on, you know, how to stop it once it starts. Why not keep it from starting in the first place? There's got to be a way to figure this out. Why are so many people getting it? And I'm not talking about just old people. I'm talking about young people as well. You know, something's wrong. Something is... They're being exposed to dangerous things, and we're not making enough of an effort to find out what those dangerous things are.
Hey, what do you think about that doctor who... the suicide doctor?
Yeah, the guy got acquitted this week.
Yeah, no, what do you think? You think that's right?
Well, you know, he...
do you think he's doing the right thing?
Well, he helped people who wanted to die. Now... you know, I don't know how much help somebody needs if they want to die. I don't know how much. I'd like to know exactly what it is that he did. Exactly what he did. You know, if he just provided them with the means, you know, that's like somebody at a drugstore selling you pills that you use to kill yourself. It's still your decision. And, you know, a lot of people think that people should make that decision, and, you know, it's hard not to agree with that. But, again, it's a matter of choice.
Hey, it's their decision. If they're living in pain and they don't want to live, you know.
I think it's wrong to call him a murderer or anything like that. I really don't think that's a valid thing to call him. So, I don't know. You know, I have some mixed feelings on that, but, I guess I'm glad he was acquitted of this, because I don't think he was guilty of a crime.
Yeah.
But it's still, it's sad that people have to end their lives for whatever reason. They feel they have to. And, I just hope that before he helped them, he made sure that they had every opportunity to better themselves, to change their outlook. So, I don't know. That's my opinion on that.
Yeah. Hey, do you know if Stony Brook is getting cable TV this semester?
Stony Brook has cable TV.
No, I mean, you know, real cable TV.
Well, what do you mean by real cable TV?
Like MTV, HBO, because there was an article in, like, the paper. They said they might be getting it for this year.
Well, let me tell you something. I don't think HBO in a student's room is really going to do anybody much good. I think CNN would do a world of good at this place. If people would get CNN and maybe C-SPAN, I think you'd have a lot more intelligence going on around here. But HBO, MTV, yeah, I know that would be very popular. But I guess you should really give people a choice of whatever it is they want to see. But Stony Brook isn't really known for that. And plus, I think they'll only have a capacity of about 12 channels. And they have to have at least one of them have meaningless text all the time that says absolutely nothing. So, I don't know, we'll just see. I haven't heard anything about that, though. Okay?
Yep.
Do you want to be part of the teleconference?
No.
Okay.
All right.
Well, thanks for calling.
Okay.
All right. Call from New Rochelle there. Let's go on to another call. Good morning.
Hey, what's up, man? It took forever for you to get to me, man.
Well, you're the very last person on the line. You know that?
I am?
You're the very last person, yeah.
I thought I was the first.
Well, no, you weren't the first. In fact, you're lucky to get in at all, because there are people out there that right now are wringing their hands because they cannot get through. And there's always this vast amount of people out there that are never able to call.
Yeah, I know. I hate that.
So you're very lucky.
Yes.
But you don't know that because you got through.
Yeah, but, you know, my friend told me about this radio station, you know, and this radio show a while ago. And when he told me, you know, like, about 10,000 people started calling in and I couldn't get in anymore.
Yeah, I know. That's what happens when the masses find out about things.
Yeah. It's a really cool show, though.
Well, thanks. I appreciate it. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Shirley.
Shirley?
Yeah.
Well, that's a nice place out east, right?
Sort of, yeah.
I mean, what goes on in Shirley this time of year?
Absolutely nothing.
Nothing at all? Don't you get tourists or things like that?
No, we get Smith Point Beach, that's it.
Well, is Smith Point Beach in Shirley?
It's around Shirley.
Yeah.
On William Floyd Parkway.
Yeah. Well, I guess, what goes on in the winter?
Absolutely nothing.
Really?
It's a boring place. The only thing that happens is a lot of SIB and stuff like that.
Uh-huh. What do SIB people do?
What?
What do the SIB people do?
They just hang out.
Yeah?
They're not criminals. They're
just... I didn't say they were. No, I mean, I know lots of people in, you know, that are considered criminals, believe me, and they're not criminals.
It's just a bunch of hype. It's all it is.
Bunch of what?
Hype. Don't believe the hype.
Okay. Yeah, I agree.
But I wish that guy, that Mr. Quail guy, would have been on the teleconference. I want to talk to him.
A lot of people do, I imagine, but I think he knows that, so he decided not to be a part of it at this time.
I'd like to chastise him.
Well, you can chastise him publicly over the airways if you want.
Nah, because if I do that, you'll probably disconnect me.
Well, only if you keep it clean. I mean, keep it clean, I won't disconnect you. if you're capable of doing that, then, you can say whatever you want about him.
He ain't worth the breath.
Well, I won't go into detail on that, but anything else on your mind?
Yeah, you think the Clinton-Al Gore ticket is good?
Well, I had serious doubts about it when it first was announced, but looking at the alternative, it might be the best we can do in a while. I mean, look at, you know, Dukakis Benson, right, a few years ago. That ticket was nothing to scream about. And, you know, the one before that wasn't too great either. It's, you know, this one seems to have at least the potential to maybe make some progress. So we have to go for that.
Did you get anybody on South Conference from Charlotte or Mastic or any place?
On the one going on now?
Yes.
We've got Lake Grove, Bayshore, Nisconsin, Ronkonkoma, and Corum. Yes. Corum is the closest to you.
But anyway, I'd like to go on. You think I qualify?
Oh, I think you qualify, so why don't you hold on, and we'll see how they're doing.
All right.
Okay. And let's see how our teleconference is.
Well,
hello, people. Are you all there? All stop talking at once here. I don't think I didn't know that you planned this. Because you wouldn't all be talking at once ordinarily. You knew I was coming back to you.
Mr. Bush here, how you doing?
How could Mr. Bush be there when Mr. Bush wasn't one of the people that went into the teleconference?
The back number got on.
All right.
Good friend.
That means Mr. Bush is either Tom from Lake Grove, Jimmy from Bayshore, Brian from Wisconsin, Kevin from Ronkonkoma, or Matt from Corum. Now, which is it?
All right.
I don't know what you mean.
Everybody be quiet.
Don't right. Find out.
Excuse me. My friend, be quiet. You know, the life of a president could be hard.
I don't know what any of you are saying, but I'm here to announce that. Wait a minute, I don't know the guy's name.
Eric.
Eric.
Yes, what is it? What is it?
How many people are on here right now?
You got 5 people on there. You're about to have 6.
The other kid hung up.
Who hung up?
Matt
hung up.
Yeah.
Well, that means you have 4 now, right? Tom, Jimmy, Brian, and Kevin?
Yeah.
And Mr. Bush,
and Mr.
Bush.
Bush. We have 5, yeah.
Well, you can't have 5 because I only connected 4.
No, Mr. Bush doesn't count. Kevin's got 3-way calling.
Well, that doesn't count now, does it? Because you're only 4 here. Maybe you're somebody on 3-way.
Sorry.
All right. 4 with a 3-way. Does everybody else have 3-way?
No.
Only Kevin.
Nope.
Only Kevin.
If you all had 3-way, then this could go on forever.
I know, but only Kevin has it.
All right. What I'm going to do now is pop back to this other guy and find out who he is, first of all. But he's from Shirley, and then we're going to...
Name Shirley?
No, he's not named Shirley. He's from Shirley. I suggest you not make fun of people's towns, as that can be a very bitter point of contention.
I'm from here down in Washington, D.C. Calm down.
Well, people make fun of your town all the time, but we won't get into that. Hold on while we go and get this mystery person here. And let's see what we're going to do here. Okay, first we do that, and then we do this. Okay, this is the person from Shirley, right?
Yeah, yeah.
What's your name?
George, but I just want to say one thing.
Yeah.
Brian is Mr. Bush.
Brian is Mr. Bush.
I heard a voice before he started talking to Mr. Bush. I knew it was him.
Well, that's a very interesting fact there, but we'll have to verify that a little later. Okay, prepare to be beamed into this conference. Well, you reveal your secrets in private. We're going to go back to the phones here and see who else is out there. Good morning.
Hey, what's up?
How you doing?
This is Palmer from Ronkonkoma.
Oh, my God. I don't know what it is that's piping through the vent here. Who are you from Ronkonkoma?
The Dahmer.
You're going to have to spell that.
Dahmer. Isn't Jeff Dahmer.
You're not named after that guy, now, are you?
Well, you figure it out.
What, do you idolize him?
Maybe.
Dahmer from Ronkonkoma. Boy.
Mr. Bush, ain't Mr. Bush, Mr. Quayle?
Well, yeah, okay, I agree. All right, go ahead, be whoever you want to be. What's on your mind?
First of all, I'd like to talk about George Bush on national television. I think it's because, you know, if you were married to that, I think you'd be a little hostile.
Yeah, that's true.
But he knows he's going to lose the election and everything.
He must, yeah. He must be realizing that now. Well, what's he going to do? What do you do if you're a former president?
I don't know. Play golf.
A lot of former presidents now. We've got Nixon, we've got Carter, we've got Ford, and we've got Reagan.
Reagan, that's what happens when you hire an actor to be a president.
What happens?
Mistakes.
Yeah.
And then he gets kicked by a horse and everything.
Well, thrown by a horse. He wasn't kicked by the horse.
What?
The horse was pulled back in time, but he wasn't kicked by it. He was thrown off a horse.
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah.
And I know some of the other quotes I had from Letterman. One was, look, no Dukakis. One was, look, we finally got a bus. Was bombs up Clintaholics. I don't know what that means.
Interesting.
Well,
the wit was flowing that night, that's for sure.
I also saw Howard Stern tonight.
Oh, he was on?
Yeah, he was on tonight.
But he's been canceled.
Talk about him being canceled, I don't know.
Yeah, he's been canceled. Dennis Miller's been canceled.
It's yeah,
pretty, pretty interesting, isn't it?
Yeah, what you call it, what was I going to say? Oh, he has this fascination about lesbians and, hookers.
Well, maybe he's growing tired of,
It's the same thing for readings, I guess.
What's this?
It's the same thing for readings now these days. So he even admitted it. He's like, come on, like, some skitty did with, like, a hooker and everything. It's like, Dirty Dancing and Take Off on it. It's like, anything for readings.
Uh-huh.
His radio show is doing pretty good. I think it's number one.
Number one. Well, it's still canceled, so.
Wait. I think it was the TV show that was supposed to be canceled.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, no, the radio show is number one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, also, every show you watch, you'll find something about hookers or lesbians.
Well, that's something that he'll have to explain.
And,
we don't have to dwell on it.
On, radio, I heard something, Long Island has about the highest rate of breast cancer in the country.
Now, you see, that's the kind of thing. Instead of just treating all these people, and of course we should treat them, I'm not saying don't treat them, I'm saying we should devote research to finding out why this is. More research than what we're doing, because that should not be.
It's a polluted groundwater supply.
Well, I wouldn't be surprised. And think about all the people now that want to save the groundwater, and think about those few people that want to, you know, earn a profit on their land as if they have the right to do that. And think about all the strip malls that have gone up, and probably in your neighborhood, and how it's polluted your groundwater. And how many people want to continue doing that? Sorry?
Well, from the environment. If there weren't so many overhead power lines, there wouldn't be as much breast cancer.
That's a possibility, I guess. I don't know.
So, hanging off the side of the country has more breast cancer than all the country. You know, something to think about.
That's something very disturbing to think about. And
it's
we
like
should look at that.
Like a hundredth of the size of the country.
Well, we should, you know, focus a lot more on saving what we have left of the environment. It's common sense, you know. We don't, you know, mess things up. There's no real polite way to say it, but you don't mess up where you live and destroy it.
Also,
that's what a lot of people seem to want to do.
Do you think Bush likes kids?
Well, why wouldn't he like kids?
I don't know. Do you like kids?
Well, kids are okay, you know, because they turn into cool people sometimes.
Yeah, I like kids. The kids like chicken.
Do they?
Yeah. Just cook them right.
Oh, yes. Donner from Ronkonkoma, right? So do you want to join these other five people?
No, it's okay.
You're a loner.
Yep.
I understand. Yeah.
I have to go back to prison or something.
Yeah, something like that. Okay, well, thanks for stopping in and visiting with us tonight. All right, and we'll no doubt be hearing from you or about you in the future. Yeah, 632-6901. Good morning.
Hi, what's up?
Not much, how are you?
I just want to comment on what Rob just said. I'm friends with him. I think it's good that Howard Stern was canceled because I couldn't stand him.
Uh-huh.
I mean, look what he's making all his money off of. He makes all his money off at the expense of other people. I mean, all he ever is like lesbians, you know, gays and... Well, that's all he does. He makes money off of nothing, you know?
The worst thing, which I heard about, was he did something with homeless people. He brought homeless people onto his show and was just making fun of them for the whole hour or whatever.
He's a jerk. He does all stuff like that, you know?
Yeah, I mean, you know, people said, oh, it was funny, but for God's sake, you know, maybe he made some funny jokes and all, but these are homeless people, and I don't think we should be making fun of people less fortunate than us.
Yeah, that's not something to make fun of. Just like, you know, everything he did, like with Clarence Thomas, he made fun of. That was kind of funny. Because I used to be a big fan of the show. I used to, like, listen every day, and I just got sick of it, because I got sick of him, oh, I'm growing a penis out of my back, or, you know, whatever he says.
Yeah.
They're always the same.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I respect his right to say what he wants to say and all that. I'm not for a moment saying he shouldn't be allowed to say what he says. But, you know, he doesn't have to ever suffer the consequences of what he says.
Exactly, yeah.
We have to suffer the consequences. We're the ones that have to deal with these FCC rules that say we can't play certain songs, and it's usually because of some stupid stunt he's pulled or one of his imitators. And that's fine if he sticks around and fights it, you know, and says, you know, goes to court and stands up for freedom of speech. But he doesn't. You know, he just does what he does and walks away from it, and we have got to fight his battles.
This is a tremendous egomaniac. I mean, I saw him on Jay Leno the other night, and his show isn't being canceled, he said. He said it was just, he went to Channel 9 to get better lighting and a better set, and they said he'll have to suffer a pay cut if he gets that, and he's just arguing over them with that.
Uh-huh.
He doesn't know if it's going to be canceled. He said it's not. He said he's making a movie called The Adventures of Fartman, and he just said, you know, he's just saying how that's going to be number one, just like his show, and, you know, he's going on and on. He's just, you know.
Yeah.
I also think it sucks that Dennis Miller was canceled. That's a great show.
Yeah, I just found out about that yesterday when it actually went off the air.
I just watched it, the last two shows, because I play drums, and one of my favorite drummers, Chad Wackerman, is the house drummer, and I read about it in a magazine, and so I figured I'll tune into the show just to listen to him, see if I can learn and everything. So I'm listening to the band and everything, and then I decided to watch the show, since I had it on already, and the show was so funny. He was funnier than Leno and all of them, because everything he said, though, you had to, it wasn't that you had to think about it, but it was more, you know, sophisticated comedy then.
You think so?
Yeah,
I didn't watch
funny,
the show, so I don't really know, but, yeah, it's sad, I guess, that it's going off.
Yeah, it's annoying. I called before as F. Richard Cheese.
Sorry?
I was F. Richard Cheese last week. I don't remember when I called, but...
Uh-huh.
You hung up on me, though.
Did I?
Yeah, because I don't know.
Well, you know, sometimes these things happen.
I know. That's my alter ego.
I see. Well, I understand.
I'm going to do it tonight, though.
So do you want to be part of this teleconference?
Yeah, I want to say hi to Tom and Kevin, because I'm friends with them. They just told me to call before.
And who are you?
I'm Matt from Ronkonkoma.
You're Matt from Ronkonkoma. I believe your name was mentioned over there.
Yeah.
So, let's see, you'll be joining Tom, Jimmy, Brian, Kevin, and George. You would be made call number 6. Hold on a moment while I check in with them and see how they're doing over there. You guys all okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Mr. Bush is still there?
Yeah, yep. We're having a fight. We want that kid George to hang up.
Well, you know, I can't do that. You're stuck with each other, and that's one of the...
How do you mean he's threatening us?
I know. He said he's in a gang.
Well, no, don't threaten each other. All people have to calm down here because it's sort of like being on the planet Earth. You know, you can't throw anybody off.
You sit down and shut up. Excuse me, Eric. This is Mr. Bush here.
Mr. Bush, you tell me to sit down and shut up.
No, I'm telling the kids out there.
Oh, okay, telling the kids. Oh, you should be telling middle-aged old ladies to sit down and shut up. I believe not kids.
I consider you a personal friend of mine.
Well, that's wonderful and kind of frightening for me.
I have the whole situation in control.
We have Matt from Ronkonkoma who wants to join this teleconference.
Come on.
All right, we're not going to keep him waiting any
longer.
Can
we trade him?
We can't trade anybody. That's not get the wrong idea here. Okay, we are now. We've got Matt.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to feed you into the teleconference here, and hopefully there will be 6 people together.
Whoa,
listen to that feedback. Guys, now,
hello, Matt.
Everybody say hello at once.
Hello.
Okay, so we got Tom, Jimmy, Brian, Kevin, George, Matt, and Mr. Bush on 3-way. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
you guys all communicate amongst each other while we go on to yet another phone call. Good morning.
Howdy, Eric.
How you doing?
Got a couple things for you.
All right. What do you got?
First off, I liked your comparison on drunk driving and sounds like an echo in my house. Drunk driving and was it AIDS?
Yeah. Well, don't drink and drive, giving people ideas, just like you know, AIDS education will give people ideas. Yeah.
I like that, and I've heard that before.
You have? Well, I just came up with it.
No, it's okay. It's okay. It's a different one.
Oh, okay.
On the same basis that a guy told me, he said, I don't like my daughter drinking, I don't want her to drink, but I'm telling her to call me if she drinks, so in case she does drink, which I'm not telling her to drink and I don't want her to drink, but if she does drink, she can call me and I will pick her up and go home. Same thing with a condom. I don't want her having sex because she could get AIDS or whatever, but this is a condom because it could save your life, just like calling me and not getting in the car.
Uh-huh.
Could save your life. It's basically, you could look at it in that one way where he you don't want, like, you know, people to go out unprotected, whether if they're drinking or they're having sex. But if they do, they want, you know, here's protection. I hope you use it.
Uh-huh.
Save your life.
You're taking logic that extra step and saying, well, you know, things might not be exactly as I want them to be, and in that event, this is how I want things to, you know, to unfold.
It's
rather childish to think that, you know, everything's going to go the way you want it to go, and if it doesn't, well, you're not going to deal with it at all. Sometimes you have to deal with things when it's not going the way you want it to.
And that's, just, you know, just a bet, an easier way for people to grip it. The other thing is, I guess I'm the winning contestant. A couple months ago, a year ago, going Sina, I wrote to the Parents Music Resource Center.
Uh-huh.
I've also wrote to Phyllis Schlafly and all these quote-unquote right-wing organizations, so I get on the mailing list and see what they are about.
Right.
That I know I'm not pro these organizations, but I want to know what they're doing. I want to know what the other side's doing.
Exactly.
So I wrote to them, and I have their address, their phone number, their fax machine, and I'll give it to you.
Okay, great. And everybody out there is prepared to take some notes here. This is the Parents Music Resource Center, those people that are responsible for putting stickers on records and responsible for God knows what else.
All right. Go
ahead.
Let's see. All right. Parents Music Resource Center, 1500 Arlington Boulevard. Got that?
Arlington Boulevard, yes.
Arlington, Virginia.
Uh-huh. That's where they're hiding.
And I'll give you the zip code also.
Begins with a 2.
22209.
Okay.
All right, and this is a phone number. Area code 703.
Yeah.
527.
Yeah.
9466.
Okay.
And a couple other things.
You said you had a fax number, too.
Oh, you want two keys? You want everything.
Of course.
I'm sorry. All right, there's three here. Fax number. 703 code 527-9468.
Really? So 9466 is their real number, 9468 is their fax number, and I'll bet 9467 is also their number, but that's just a theory.
Yeah. The other thing is, who is one of the founders of the PMRC who we haven't heard much about is Susan Baker, who's wife.
I know Tom Downey's wife was into it.
Sure, Baker, Bush. You know which Baker? There's only one Baker in the Bushes.
Oh, right, of course. Jim Baker.
Right.
Yeah.
Wife. And also another PMRC creature is Paul Simon's wife. She's very active.
Not Paul Simon the singer, mind you, but Paul Simon. Right.
Paul Simon and Bill Clinton's wife.
Hillary was involved in PMRC?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. This is...
Why hasn't that been mentioned?
She's involved. How about this? She might openly say it, I don't know, but she is definitely affiliated with them. She definitely gives them money. She just does that. I'm almost... She also,
She doesn't know why. She just likes to do things
also,
like that.
Also, whatchamacallit? I know this is bringing back the tracks, but Dukakis's wife.
Really? Also, Kitty Dukakis?
Yeah. She's also PMRC.
Boy.
I know. The list goes on. She's also...
It's like the Stepford Wives here.
Yeah, there's a whole list of them. Some of these I don't know. Pam Hauer? I don't know. Some of these other ones, but check this out. At the last page of this little book they gave me, it says, you can help. Join our media watch. All right, now listen to what it says.
Okay.
Step number one, monitor your local radio and TV broadcast carefully, and if offensive material is aired, write down the objectionable words, song, scenes, name, and date of programming of its commercial sponsors. Write a letter to protest, and it goes on. It says write to Executive Director of National Associations and tell us how to monitor all these things. And if you can't monitor, play a tape, like tape a certain program who you think is playing offensive music and you know, review it, and, you know, they're just like crazy.
That's amazing.
I mean, they're looking for trouble. That is what they're doing, literally looking for trouble. I don't mean like, oh, you're looking for trouble, but really they want to...
They want to create trouble.
Yes.
Where none exists.
I saw it, and I was just like, oh, jeez, it's scary.
So now you have this stuff sent to you.
Oh, yeah, I have it under... I guess you could say I switched around my names.
Well, now, what do they have for sale? What are the things that they offer?
Well, she's in a book. She, Kippur-Gur repeatedly says that she is not affiliated with the religious right, but she is in this book. I can't think of the name of it, but it is a religious right book, you know, right out of the Bible Belt, Baptist, whatever.
Uh-huh.
And, what's that?
Well, that was a Metroliner. Sorry, they'd come through here now and then.
But, you know,
that was fast.
The Reverend Jeff Ling, I can, some guy down there, down south, they put together, he's one of the backers of the PMRC, and on many religious propaganda and books and stuff, she is in there. In fact, there's a catalog which you can order Kippur-Gur's book. How to be a parent in an X-rated society? Already insinuating that we live in an X-rated society.
Boy.
And the rest of the catalog is Christian. Religious books. I know one book's called Jesus Christ Never Said Everyone Was Likeable, and this is true. I'm not. And there's one called Sacred Chow.
Blasphemy, isn't it?
How to make religious meals. It's kind of silly. I look at it and I laugh, but then I laugh and I get a cold sweat and a chill. So I'm like, these people are serious.
Yeah, well, I guess they are pretty serious. Boy, that's something. You know, I think I want to call them and see what we can get out of them.
All right, you do that.
Yeah. Do you want to be part of the teleconference?
No, I got to catch some disease. I got work at 5 in the morning.
You got to work at... What do you have to do at 5 in the morning?
Clean up after a party. I'm a cleaner.
Oh, okay. I was going to ask, why don't you clean up now?
Because I don't want to do it, like, I want, like, the rest of the day to myself.
So wait a minute. People call you in to clean up after their parties, or is it one of your parties?
I was sort of like, I guess, elected by...
You were elected?
I wouldn't call it elected. It's just helping out a friend. Like, do you want me to help? All right, I'll help.
5 in the morning? Why 5 in the morning?
I don't know. It's crazy.
It's pretty insane.
Yeah, usually, hey, it's better than 3 in the morning. That's what we used to do.
Well, yeah, but that's only an hour away.
Yeah, but 3 in the morning, it's just like...
Oh, you can't sleep for 3 hours and feel rested.
True. I know you feel... I don't... Yeah, it is. You feel like... I don't know. You feel like all dirty and...
Yeah.
Inky.
You feel, Grody is the word.
You know what you feel like?
What?
Feel like one of those sticky refund cans after you put it in the, after it's sitting in a bag for a while.
That's exactly it, yes.
Well, can you take it out and you're like, yeah.
And you're not even worth 5 cents.
Right, exactly. You give these guys a call, right?
All right, I'll give them hell, too.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
And that's the kind of information that we like, to find out things like that. Let's see who we reach. Okay, we're going over here, and let's see if we can actually get some information sent to us, perhaps some material. I don't think anybody really is there.
You have reached the Parents Music Resource Center. We are unable to take your call at the moment. If you would like for us to return your call, please leave your name, your phone number, and indicate whether or not we may return your call correct.
It's a Panasonic answering machine. That much I can tell you. Yes, hello. We're calling from radio station WUSB, Stony Brook, New York. And we were given your number by a couple of our listeners
We're interested in receiving your material, interested in spreading things around to our listeners on a particular program that we have, which airs on Saturday nights. If you could send us something, you can send it to us, care of WUSB, State University of New York at Stony Brook, Stony Brook, New York, 11794. And you can put that attention of Eric Corley, Corley. And we'd be happy to spread this around and let our listeners know what exactly you're up to. Thanks very much. Good night. Isn't that nice to be able to do that? Yes, so we'll see what we get out of them in the next couple of weeks. Thanks very much to the listener for calling in with that information. Who knows? Maybe they'll send us free propaganda that they would ordinarily charge for. Ah, you never know. Good morning.
Yes, this is Mr. Quayle again. Can you put me on the second teleconference?
There is no second teleconference. There's only one.
You have three lines reserved on the 6500 line. Can you...
Well, first of all, I don't know how you know how our phone banks work, but I won't get into that. Second of all, there's nobody else. You'd be by yourself. Is that where you want to be?
If anybody wants to go on... Then...
Okay, that's fine. Let me put you over there. Uh-oh. Hold on. Are you still there?
Yes.
Okay, we almost lost you. Hold on. Okay, yeah, it worked just fine. He's sitting over there by himself, and everybody else is on the other teleconference. Good morning.
Hey, I want to go on with Mr. Quayle, but first I want to say something.
Okay.
Turner Broadcasting, Channel 17, UHF.
Hey, you win. That's it. You got it, Channel 17. And how did you know that, sir?
I called a 24-hour store that's open down there in Atlanta.
Well, you used the old brain damage technique, didn't you?
Got it.
Okay. They just happen to know that, right?
I got an answer for the abortion question.
Well, hey, I think a whole country could use one of those, but what's the answer?
Practice safe sex and don't get pregnant in the first place.
Yeah, but you see, if you tell people to practice safe sex and you're encouraging them to have sex, you can't do that, and then, of course, you have to carry the baby to term because you can't have, you know, people running around murdering babies. Now, can you?
Feel if you tell people to practice safe sex, it's encouraging sex?
Well, I don't say that. I'm just telling you what mainstream society will tell you.
What do you feel?
What do I feel? I feel that logic should dictate what we do. We should educate people as to what's safe and what's not safe and allow people to have choice over what to do with their own bodies, damn it.
All right. That's how about this PMRC thing?
PMRC, again, is a similar theme where you allow people to listen to what they want to listen to. And if you don't like it, you try to find out why people want to listen to that kind of thing. But you don't stop it. You don't restrict it. You don't label it.
What about minors?
What about minors? You know, minors can hear all kinds of things whenever they want to. They can read all kinds of things whenever they want to. You know, I don't think there's any...
Should my 8-year-old son be listening to Two Live Crew?
Well, if he is, you might want to find out why he is. But I don't think you're going to prevent him by... the more you keep it out of his reach, the more he's going to want to get his hands on it.
Wouldn't it be good if they put a sticker on there?
Uh-huh.
Wouldn't it be... advisable when I could look at what he's listening to and then maybe discuss it with
him. There's nothing wrong with putting stickers on things, but when you put stickers on things, then it's all the easier to just categorically say that these things with stickers on them are not acceptable. And there are record stores that do that. If something has a sticker on it, they will not stock it. So there's the danger. And they're not all like Two Live Crew. Two Live Crew is an extreme example. By the way, they put out an album recently. You know what? Nobody bought it. You know, the fuss is gone. And the only reason the fuss was there in the first place was because they got arrested for performing the show. So the more attention you bring to something like that, the more popular they get. I think most people have taste in the first place, and they'll distinguish what's good and what's bad. Two Live Crew wasn't ever that good. So, you know, if you allow people that freedom, I don't think you'll really have that much to worry about.
So instead of parents yelling at their kids to turn it down, they should go in and listen to it and talk with them about it.
Sure. What's wrong with that? No. But don't try and restrict it, because when you try to control somebody, even if the person knows they're wrong, they're still going to resist. You know, because it's a matter of pride. It's a matter of self-determination. And we all have that instinct. We all want to make our own decisions.
Do you think we're going to have problems here with Bosnia and the Middle East again, and Bush's popularity is going to go back up? He's going to get back in.
I don't see how Bush can do anything in the Middle East to make his popularity go up, except stay out of it. As far as Bosnia, he's got to say something at least. I'm not for getting militarily involved any place, but we can't just stand back and watch atrocities happen.
No, we can't have a repeat of World War II.
No, and that's what's going to happen if we sit back and do nothing.
From one account I read in the Newsday, I don't know how accurate it is, but it seems like things like that are already happening.
Yeah, I mean, trainloads of people are being taken out of their towns that they lived for centuries, and God knows what's happening to them.
History repeats itself. That's one thing. I'm reading all these different books about George Patton, World War II general.
Yeah.
Made a good movie out of him, but he always said history's going to repeat itself.
Yeah.
Indeed.
There's not enough original material to go around, so...
and we're going to make the same mistakes.
Yeah, except this time we have a lot more at our disposal to make the mistakes even worse.
Oh, sure. You know, it's a scary thought. A lot of people forget about China.
Yeah, you know, I was thinking the same thing, you know.
No.
People forget that China really is a superpower.
Look at how bad they put down that Tiananmen Square.
And how easily we accepted it.
Yeah, sure.
And think about Hong Kong. What's going to happen to that in
1997, I believe.
Okay. But they're going to be taken over by mainland China, and they've already made it clear they're not going to tolerate any dissent whatsoever.
We don't like what's going on in Panama, we invade them. We don't like what's going on in Kuwait and Iraq, we invade them.
We
don't like what's going on in China. Oh, sorry, they have one quarter of the world's population.
Yeah, I think that'd be kind of
they're
foolish.
They're very much nuclear armed. What are we going
to
do?
Right, but we can speak out against them, and we can do things, you know, to pressure them. And we don't seem to ever want to do that.
We're going to stand up and condemn their actions.
Yeah, we don't even do that.
Sometimes they do.
What
good does that do? Guy stands up and makes a speech. We condemn their actions. So what?
Well, it's not just making a speech. We're not condemning that. We're condemning the actions that they take against their own people.
That's the thing. We have to take action. I mean, if we want world peace, how are we going to do it?
By not being hypocritical, by not supporting right-wing dictators and, you know, throwing out anybody that preaches anything we don't agree with.
All right. Now, what about this Bosnia situation? How can we have world peace as long as these little guys are... beating each other up.
Well, you have to have, like, massive sanctions against Serbia for what they're doing. And you have to make it clear that this is not going to be tolerated. And, you know, it does work because there are peace demonstrations going on in Belgrade. There are lots of people that don't want this to be happening that are native to the area. And, you know,
all right, what about
pressure from the world will help.
What about the sanctions against Iraq?
Sanctions against Iraq, I think given more time, it would have had more of an effect, yes, because it was hurting them.
Oh, see, you don't understand something about their mindset. You talked about how people grow up and how they, you know, you said an Iraqi is just as important because you get brainwashed. Uh-oh, here comes the Midnight Express.
Yeah, never mind that.
You get brainwashed in your own culture. They'll die. They will die for Allah.
Uh-huh.
You know, and just because they don't have any food, they don't care. They're sacrificing for Allah. And if a child dies or a family dies because they don't have enough food, they have sacrificed themselves to Allah, and that's acceptable to their culture.
Yes, but I think if you live out of step with the rest of the world, eventually somebody's going to say, "Hey, we've got to start doing things differently because we can't live like this."
How are they going to know what's going on in the rest of the world if they're isolated? If their government prevents them from finding out what's going on?
I think we can keep them from being isolated through radio broadcasts and maybe leaflets being dropped or whatever.
They say, "Oh, it's American propaganda. They got all the money. We don't have nothing."
Yeah, but you just fight a war with them, and you know. 6 months later, it's over. I don't know. I think they're going to think of everyone that died as a martyr.
They're like aliens.
We're still going to be the enemy, this great Satan of the world, and what's been improved.
They're like aliens from another planet.
Well, in a way, they, you know, other cultures think completely differently from ours.
You don't understand them because we think so totally differently from them.
Right. And once we understand that, we've made a step, you know?
Sure.
Listen, we're out of time. I am going to put you on with Mr. Quayle.
Put me on with Mr. Quayle, please.
You expressed an interest in that, and we'll take care of that. Hold on a second while I figure this out. Where is he? There he is. Okay. Now, Mr. Quayle, are you still there?
Yes, please.
Okay, we're going to hook you up with this person. What is your name, by the way, sir? Hello, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
What's your name? Where are you from?
Fresh from Deer Park.
Fresh from Deer Park. Okay, prepare to meet Mr. Quayle.
Yeah.
Are you still there?
Yes.
Okay, hold on. We almost lost you. Let's see. Where are you? Okay, you're there. Uh-oh. Are you there now?
Still here.
I don't know where you are. Okay, there you are.
Okay, I know what to do. Okay, you should be together now, both of you.
Hello?
More people on.
Okay, there we go. That's the show for tonight, folks. We'll be back again next week. Thanks, everybody, that called, and stay awake for the next week. See you later.